A new report blames sunscreen for harming coral reefs. Corals are animals that live in the oceans and seas. Sometimes they are called the rainforests of the sea. They create some of the most diverse ecosystems on the planet. Their great spread of colorful rock-like structures form exoskeletons in the water. They are home to tiny marine or sea creatures. Now, they are being destroyed by pollution, warming seas, overfishing, and sunscreen. John Fouth is a biology professor at the University of Central Florida. He is also a diver. He says the harmful chemical in sunscreen is something called oxybenzone. It blocks the sun's ultraviolet light, the substance that causes sunburn.
If you were wearing a bathing suit, say, and so you're covering most of your body with sunscreen, and then you jump into the water, the arc that you're contaminating is about the size of an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Fouth and his fellow researchers ran some toxicology studies. They looked at how oxybenzone affects the coral. He says it does three things. It causes their exoskeletons to turn white, and it damages the adult coral's DNA or genetic structure. The genetic damage also hurts the coral at the larva stage, when it is very young. The Journal Archives of Environmental Contamination and Toxicology published the study in October. Scientists studied coral reefs in the U.S. Virgin Islands in the Caribbean. They also studied reefs in Hawaii. Fouth says if you look at the water's surface when people come out of the sea, you can see the sunscreen that is washed off of them.
Once all these visitors come out of the water, you'll see a sheen on the water from the sunscreens that they leave behind. Because they're slathering up with a sunscreen and then jumping into the water, and so it's washing off. And when you multiply that times several hundred people in a small enclosed area, that's a recipe for trouble.
Fouth says the coral aren't the only creatures in the sea affected by oxybenzone.
It degrades, and then all the other marine life that depends on that reef, including the fishes that we eat, they disappear. They don't have homes anymore. The corals are the home builders.
He says there is a choice between getting sunburned and harming the coral and the marine life around them. The older sunscreens, the kind that turn your nose white, appear to be safe around coral reefs. Fouth recommends covering up with a long-sleeved cotton shirt. He says you can also wear a wetsuit. That will help protect the sea creatures and keep the oceans colorful and alive. I'm Ann Ball.